You're listening to the internet service of SpringbokRadio.com, and it's finally Friday. Finally, Friday, another week down, the weekend ahead. Welcome to Finally Friday today. Neil Hendrickson here. Glad to have you along for the show, The Humble Hour today. Well, I'm going to cut the talk to a bare minimum and get on with the music. So let's kick off the show today with the Doobie Brothers and China Grove.
SpringbokRadio.com. It's Finally Friday. Finally Friday.
Massachusetts by the Bee Gees, a 1967 single release. The Bee Gees' first UK number one, at the top for 4 weeks in Britain in 67 and included on the 1968 album Horizontal. And before that, the Doobie Brothers with China Grove from their 1973 album release The Captain and Me, and that song a USA number 15 in 1973. Now for a triple play, starting with this one from the 1969 Beatles Abbey Road album, an album which remained on the charts for 92 weeks. Oh, Darling.
Oh, darling, please believe me, I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
Too good to lose. what I see. You're hurting now deep down inside. When you walk through that door, my heart can be sure, can't take it.
Tired, starving.
White Room by Cream from their 1968 Wheels of Fire album, a US number 6 and a UK number 28 that year, completing that triple play started by the Beatles' Oh Darling from 1969 and between the two, local artist Ken J. Larkin with his 1969 SA number 5 hit Turnaround, which spent 14 weeks on the Springbok Radio Top 20 that year. Remember, next week is part one of your local Top 30. Voting closed for nominations for the all-time SA Local Top 30 at the end of last month. So make a note, it's not to be missed, an hour of classic South African pop. The first half will count down from position number 30 down to number 16, and then the following week will be the top 15 of your local Top 30, as voted for by you, the Finally Friday listeners. And many thanks to all of you who participated in the voting. Your responses are really much appreciated, and to be honest, they were somewhat unexpected. So thanks very much to all of you who took part. On with the music now with this lively number from 1973, written by Tina Turner about her home life as a child. The last significant hit she had with ex-husband Ike, performing as Ike and Tina Turner, a US number 22 and a UK number 4 for the duo Nutbush City Limits.
This is love, and I've learned it.
Bryan Adams with the title track from his 1999 Greatest Hits compilation, The Best of Me, a number largely ignored by the charts, except in his homeland, Canada, where it reached number 10, and that one especially for Dawn Colm in Durban. Now, all the way back to 1970, for this US number 2 by the Carpenters.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Where there's room to grow,
and yes, we've just begun.
Come On Feel the Noise by Slade, a request for Veronica van der Merwe in Cape Town from the 1973 album of the same name. Slade's fourth UK number one and the first Slade single to go from nowhere straight to number one in the UK. Before Slade, the Carpenters with their 1970 US number two, a song which topped the Canadian charts, We've Only Just Begun. Flowerpot Men were their 1967 hit, Let's Go to San Francisco, which peaked at number four in the UK from the album of the same name. Next up is our magic movie memory, which is the theme song from the 1985 movie St. Elmo's Fire, starring the then so-called Brat Pack members Demi Moore, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Andy McDowell, and others, a UK number six and a USA number one that year, 1985, for John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion.
Moving straight ahead, you knew it all. I've been playing in the rain at job or life.
PJ Powers with the group Hotline in that 1985 South African number one, which spent 9 weeks on the Springbok chart, Jabulani. And before that, the classic 1958 massive hit by the Platters, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, which topped the charts in Australia, the UK and the USA. And starting that triple play, St. Elmo's Fire by John Parr, our magic movie memory today. Once again, I remind you that for the next 2 weeks, Finally Friday is counting down your local top 30. So make a note for next week and choose the time which suits you best. And if you'd like to mail me with any requests or comments, my email address is on the Springbok website. Follow the links to my mugshot at the bottom of the program schedule page. Click on it and your Outlook will open with my email address ready at the top. Mail me any suggestions, comments or requests. They're always more than welcome. Right, time now for our Friday Live featurette, and today I've chosen a folk artist who became immensely popular with his light, easy-listening sounds in the late 60s and throughout the 70s. It's taken from an album just about everybody knows, I'm sure, which was a Billboard number one album in 1974, An Evening with John Denver, a really great album without which no collection is really complete. And the two tracks we're going to listen to are first a bit of comic relief with Grandma's Feather Bed, followed by the beautiful song written by John Denver for his then-wife Annie. Annie's song, which became Denver's second US number one and a UK number one, his only major UK hit ever. Here now, John Denver.
When I was a little bitty boy, just up off the floor, we used to go out to Grandma's house every month in the soul. Half chicken pie and country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 and 11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, Granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit, listen, watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 and 11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for to take. It'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed my Aunt Lou. But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said. I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road, for Grandma's feather bed. Yes, I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road. Well, maybe I better reconsider about the gal down the road. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 and 11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. It hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. The purpose of my music has always been to communicate the joy that I find in living and what is so about my life. And the most exciting part of that, to me, seems to be going on right now, because through this next song I have the pleasure of sharing with you people the love that I feel for my lovely wife, Annie. This is her song.
My senses like a night in a forest,
like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you. Let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you, let me always be with you. Come let me love you, come love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
John Denver with Annie's Song and Grandma's Feather Bed from the An Evening with John Denver double live album playing for us today on Friday Live. To close Finally Friday today, a real rocker taken from the 1976 album A New World Record by Electric Light Orchestra, a group who've had the most songs on the Hot 100 in the history of the Billboard charts without ever having a number one hit. This one went to number 9 in the UK and it's called Rock Aria.
Come on over, you got nothing to lose. Wagner. I think she died for Beethoven. She loved the way Puccini lit that tune. And Bird is always creeping from her room.
Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, closing Finally Friday today. Thanks so much for joining me for the show today. I hope you enjoyed the selection of songs. Remember, next week is the first part of your local Top 30, counting down from position number 30 to number 16, followed the following week by the Top 15. So make a note to join me. It will be great to have you along again. Thanks again. Do take care of yourselves. Have a really fantastic weekend. Until next week, I'm Neil Hendrikse, saying cheers.